Okay, well, we'll just hold that thought, George, because on the other line I've got Andrew Clark from the National Farmers Union. Andrew, I don't think you're impressed by any of this, are you?
No, I'm afraid not. It's I think it's probably a rich man's folly. As you were speaking to a farmer earlier on, Richard Betton, who farms up in Teesdale, exactly the sort of area I would expect that George Monbiot would like to see rewilded. It has real concerns for us. I mean, it is land abandonment. It is a mass restoration of ecosystems. I think it might be intellectually exciting and as George says, create wonder and enchantment. But I think it's wonder and enchantment which we probably can't afford to do, and we haven't got the space to do in this country.
So what would actually happen then if we did what George is suggesting?
Well, as I understand it, you step back, shut the gate and let nature rip.
What would be wrong with that then?
Well, you'd lose all the things that you currently got. I mean, I had a look at to see what Natural England described Teesdale as, and they said their traditional farming methods mean Upper Teesdale is one of the best places to see hay meadows, orchids, yellow rattle globe flower, heather moorland, red grouse, golden plover, alongside all the farming that you see up there, the walls, the barns, the landscapes, things which have been part of our history and culture in that part of the country for centuries. This is not something that's just happened the last 30, 40 years. This is a dramatic change, and it would take it back to the sort of landscape that my children have been watching, sort of Ice Age 2, with bison, wolves and elephants and mammoths wandering. Well, obviously not mammoths. I don't think that George can quite make that happen. Dramatic change and not something that is culturally what we've seen in this country for millennia.
So George is misinformed and he should stop meddling then, is that what you're saying?
Look, I think it's great to discuss it and I think we need to look at it. I just don't think it's the sort of thing that we can afford to do in Britain. I think, as it's rightly been said, you know, Yellowstone National Park, the USA, where they've got large areas of wilderness, you can do that sort of thing. I don't think wilderness works in Britain.
OK, George, back to you.
Well, if you look at Italy, you can go 2 hours from Rome. Italy, a country just as crowded as we are, just the same, roughly the same size, and you will find wolves and bears there living quite happily in the national parks, and people are absolutely delighted that they're there. There are many smaller countries in Britain which have got a much wider range of wildlife. We are not too crowded, we're not too small by any means, there's plenty of opportunities here. But what we've got to do is, as a society, decide how we want the land to be used. And at the moment, there would be no hill farming in Britain at all if it weren't for public subsidies. We are paying huge amounts of money to keep the sheep on the hills. And I think as a society we've got to decide whether we think that's a sensible choice. I believe it's not a sensible choice. And the reason for that belief is that, first of all, the sheep do a fantastic amount of environmental damage. And Richard's being very selective in saying, you know, well, these hay meadows and orchids and stuff, there are tiny areas in the uplands which still support that sort of wildlife. The great majority has been sheep-wrecked, has been reduced pretty well to a bowling green with contours.
Okay.
It's lost all its trees, and as a result, we get floods in the lowlands because there's no trees to absorb
right.
the water which falls on the hills.
Final word to you, Andrew.
I think in actual fact you've seen huge declines in numbers of sheep. We've lost about 10 million sheep in the last 15 years from the uplands. I know talking to archaeologists in Dartmoor, they're actually saying there is undergrazing to the extent that it's damaging archaeological remains on Dartmoor National Park. Similar sort of trends have happened across the country. So in actual fact, by default, we might be seeing exactly what George would like to see, which is wholesale destocking of the hills and a loss of the essential grazing which we need to create and maintain those landscapes which the public like and the public are familiar with.
Just one final question to you, George. I mean, we've been talking about this for a few days now. Is anyone taking you seriously?
Oh, yes. I mean, things are really beginning to shift, and I've been really struck how just in the past few months, since the book came out and this debate has really kicked off,
okay.
that a lot of people are beginning to turn and say, why are we paying to keep the hills bare and our wildlife wrecked?